oh boy, more winds, and at least they're dry, huh? Here's CBS 2 meteorologist Rich Fields. Rich, what are we looking at here?
Well, good morning, Tom. We're looking at high wind advisories and high wind warnings, most notably the high wind warnings for the higher elevations of Ventura, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Orange County, Riverside, San Diego County, where we could see wind gusts to 65 miles an hour. Everywhere else through the basin, the valleys, the coasts, we'll see wind gusts today and tomorrow at about 45 miles an hour. As a matter of fact, these advisories and warnings don't cancel until about 2, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
So the speeds that you're talking about here don't really come close to what we saw December 1st. They're still strong, but I guess they're kind of in the category of typical Santa Anas?
Exactly right, and we want to impress upon everybody who's very nervous about the December 1st storm, this is not a December 1st windstorm, where we had 80 and 90 mile an hour gusts. The most we should see today through the mountain passes and canyon areas is about 65 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine. That's nice. Temperature's not quite as warm as we want to, but by Christmas Day, we'll be into the mid-70s, and you'll be freaking out going, what is this? So
no,
it'll be nice.
No, we won't.
No, yeah, you said, yay!
Yeah, anybody who's moved here from a cold climate will be loving it. So we expect these winds to diminish as the day goes on tomorrow, right?
Correct. Between, the National Weather Service said between 9 a.m. this morning and 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon will be the gustiest times. I'm looking at some figures right now through double-digit wind speeds through Riverside right now. We've got Valencia sustained winds at 26 miles an hour, the Grapevine at 20 miles an hour, through Oxnard right now, 30 mile an hour sustained winds. We've seen gusts well over 35 miles an hour all morning already, and we're just now getting into the height of the wind.
Yeah, I remember back to December 1st again, we were seeing some of the strongest winds right out of the San Gabriel River Valley going right into the San Gabriel Valley. How is that looking at this point?
Right now, they're sitting at about sustained winds at about 14 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour, with gusts at about 21, so not too bad. You're right, the San Gabriel Valley and San Gabriel Mountains actually received the brunt of that storm. That's where the most wind damage was, the tree damage, the down power lines and stuff like that. We could see a little bit of that today, and there may be, Edison was saying earlier this morning in some of the reports we had on CBS2, that there may be some outages, because when you get wind speeds this high, you know, the wires, they actually flap back and forth, and if they hit each other, you're going to have an immediate shortage. So they're telling folks in these areas that have had previous outages to maybe be ready for things like that, flashlights later on tonight, and those kinds of precautions.
All right. Rich Fields, CBS 2 meteorologist, checking in the latest on this latest windstorm we're expecting throughout the day today and tomorrow.